So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Friday afternoon, December 12th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart. Dining out on Christmas is growing in popularity, but tables are filling fast. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, artificial intelligence is reshaping holiday shopping, driving billions in sales as you turn to chatbots for faster, more personalized gift ideas, and retailers are rushing to adapt. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Shelley Palmer, CEO of the Palmer Group and Professor of Advanced Media in Residence at the Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Shelley, thank you for joining us today. The shopping assistant is nothing new, but instead of a very prim and proper person who works for the department store, now it's a chatbot who will give you all sorts of suggestions.
Absolutely. And you know, Rob, what's interesting is that it's not just a chatbot. It is a fully anthropomorphized buddy that people are trusting more and more with a lot of decisions. And it's fascinating, the behavior change from search on Google to a conversation with ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini. And the results are fascinating because not only do people seem to enjoy this a lot, the marketers who are tasked with figuring out how to get in front of you have no idea at the moment how to make that work. And it's just a completely new set of behaviors that we're seeing consumers exhibit, and marketers are not quite ready for it. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting Christmas. What shows up in chat? How it gets recommended? No one quite understands that process yet.
Yeah, we're talking about $263 billion in holiday sales driven entirely by AI tools. And as you point out, for decades, the coin of the realm has been, if you type into Google or some other search engine, what should I get for X for Christmas? It's the placement of those hits that really determines business for your company. And that turned into a science, and it's not quite there yet for AI.
No, it's not. You could call it agentic commerce optimization. Some people are calling it answer engine optimization or generative engine optimization, but it's not well understood. And honestly, when you talk to the folks at OpenAI, when you talk to the people at Google, they tell you, you know, there are certain things you can do. There are certain techniques that you can apply that I won't go into here. So that we know what to do. What we don't know how to do is measure it yet. So there's going to be, look, we've always had AI assisted. I mean, Google's AI assisted. We've always had AI assisted shopping. We just didn't think about it that way. Now, what's interesting is the chat component where you're saying things like, instead of, I want to buy a bicycle for my kid. It's like, I need a gift for my 10-year-old. What do you think would be great? Right? It's a different way to think about how to search for something. Or can you compare and contrast brand X from brand Y and give me a table of reasons why I might want one over the other? That's not something you could ask Google in the past. It is something you can ask Google now with their AI overviews and their AI mode. So we're going to see completely new ways of shopping emerge this season. And it's a fascinating time to be in business, both for the sellers and the buyers. It's like all new territory, Rob.
And if you are using an AI assistant to help you shop, are you using the AI tools that are already available today? They've been rolled out either by the big tech companies or by OpenAI. Or do the businesses themselves have the AI assistant that can help you?
Well, so Rufus on Amazon is their version of a chat client that would give you some good advice. There are, and Walmart's got Sparky. There are a bunch of retailers and sellers that have brought their own AI, which are grounded in their merchandise. But if you use OpenAI or Gemini in the free, in the outside world, what happens immediately is they are unrestricted by the grounded data that's going to force you to buy something that the seller has to sell. Walmart's going to try to push you to something that they sell. Amazon's going to try to push you to something they sell, which makes sense. Whereas if you use Gemini or you use ChatGPT, it's going to give you the widest possible range. Look, the best way to use any chat client is to be very specific about what you want and understand that no matter what you're looking at, you have to double check, because right now all AI hallucinates, all AI makes mistakes, intentional or otherwise. And you just want to be incredibly vigilant in what you're using and how you're using it. I wouldn't be afraid of it. Just double check. You know, it's like, this isn't like you go to Uncle Tony and say, what car should I buy? Because Tony, is in the car business. This isn't Uncle Tony in the car business. This isn't Uncle Joey who knows everything about cameras. This is an AI system that has scrubbed the entire internet for all the knowledge available, vaguely understands it, and gives you its best guess because it's calculating the next best guess for you. So keep that in mind. You're looking at the next most probable token. You're not looking at sage advice. And whatever you think, I'm promising you, the AI is neither sentient nor has any idea what you're asking for. It's simply matching patterns. And if those patterns happen to help you, that's great. But don't get it confused with a person, and don't get it confused with contextual advice. It only has the context you give it, which is generally not enough context. So go in there, have a little fun. Remember, Google's still your friend in every way. You can just Google something. And there's nothing like a competent salesperson at a retail store. There's nothing like a competent human being on the other end of a chat. When it gets escalated to a person, the people with real knowledge can help you the most.
Shelley Palmer, CEO of the Palmer Group, thank you very much.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
More families are skipping home cooking on Christmas, choosing restaurants instead, but planning early is key as growing demand turns dining out into a holiday tradition. Welcome in Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago. Doug, thank you for joining us today. And I have to admit, I'm a convert, Doug. Last year, we had a sushi Christmas, and it turned out to be delightful, because I think for a lot of people, by the time you've opened all the presents and you've been just going go, go, go for a month, the idea of just cooking a big meal on top of all that work just seems like a bridge too far.
Well, you and many others at this point are joining the new world of dining out on Christmas. And actually what's transpired is that about a third of all restaurants will be open this year. This is according to your guest who was just on a minute ago and taking a look at AI about how many restaurants are going to be open this year for Christmas. And we are seeing a tick and more restaurants deciding to open up on Christmas as a result of just what you said earlier. That is, I just don't want to make dinner again this year. It's just too big a hassle. And most of the time when people are making the dinner or involved with the dinner, they don't have a time to really intermingle with their family and their guests. So it puts obviously a lot of pressure on the host. And this way, it's an opportunity to go out, enjoy everyone, The only thing that is sort of on the other side, which we've chatted about in other other segments, is how fair it is it really to those individuals that have to work on Christmas.
Now, at the same time, I mean, obviously, you know, the, of those 30% of restaurants that are open on Christmas, I would imagine, maybe just based on your conversations with people who work in the restaurant business, do you get a premium for working on the holiday? Or if you are dining on Christmas, your final present of the holiday could be to give your server an especially generous tip.
Well, I think you've answered it from that standpoint as well. Yes, I think that clearly starting now that individuals find that it's really best to start rewarding those that are working during the holidays or have worked over the past year with you on different events. And certainly on Christmas and Christmas Eve, those are big nights for individuals. And many individuals who really don't necessarily celebrate the holiday are happy to work on those particular days. But also we have to be obviously cognizant of those people who do and really are quite involved with the holiday and would rather be at home. So it's a fine balance between who's waiting on you that day and who would rather obviously be at their house or their home.
And we should not present this as a new and exotic trend, because all you have to do is watch the movie A Christmas Story, released 1983, depicting a world of the 1940s, where the family has Christmas dinner at a Chinese restaurant. It was the year we had Chinese turkey. Of course, then that was because of a disaster. The Bumpus Hounds ate their dinner. But the restaurants have been open on Christmas Eve, especially Chinese restaurants have been open on Christmas Day for a very long time.
Well, you're right. And many ethnic restaurants are open and historically have been havens for individuals, again, who maybe not celebrate the holiday or like yourself last year who had a sushi Christmas. And so it certainly has happened in the past and it will continue that way. And I think a lot of sometimes it's just what's driving people at that moment. And I think that, you know, this year we just see a lot of people who say, listen, it's been cold out. Let's stay in. Or the fact is, you know, something would be really nice if we this year just all got together at a restaurant. And what I'm finding a lot of restaurants at this point are steak restaurants that are open, the Mortons of the world and others that, you know, that basically they're only in the River North area, about 60 steak restaurants, and many of them are open. So I think that again, it's dependent on individuals' moods and the direction, the fact that the family wants to go at that point.
Doug Roth, founder and president, Playground Hospitality in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, being asked to manage an estate is a serious commitment, and respect doesn't always require saying yes. We'll talk about that next.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Being asked to run someone's affairs after they die can feel like an honor, but the role carries heavy time, emotional, and legal demands that deserve careful consideration before accepting. With us to discuss is Tony Orgorek, founder of Orgorek Wealth Management, based in Buffalo. And Tony, what are some questions you need to ask yourself or of the person making the request before you think you're really, truly up for the task?
Well, Rob, I think people need to understand that an executor is oftentimes a thankless task. And whoever you're asking, and by the way, excuse me, you should ask them. I wouldn't just meet with an attorney and put someone's name down, and then you pass, and they find out that they're the executor. They should have some administrative skills. Hopefully, they've got some background in financial matters. Oftentimes, practically what happens is in these I love you wills, you name your partner or spouse. Now, if they're really not great with handling things, you know, you may want to look at one of your kids, again, who has a little bit of business acumen. Also, in fact, what often happens is that, you know, it's sort of an honorarium, and then that executor ends up hiring an attorney who handles the entire process.
And this also ties into some other discussions we've had about end-of-life planning, about right, making sure all of their records are accessible and are in one place. And if you do say yes to being the executor of the estate, that becomes your responsibility.
Yeah, Rob, I think that's a great point. You know, sometimes people's financial lives are like their garage that they haven't cleaned out for 30 years. And I think one of the best things you can do for your heirs or for your executor is to sit down either with an advisor or someone else and say, look, how can we consolidate these accounts? How can we check the beneficiary designations on our accounts that they are what we want them to be? This is where the records are. If you need to find anything, if I have an attorney who's drafted a will or a trust, this is who it is. This is who to contact. So I think if you ended up doing what we call a memorandum to the executor, these are the people you need to contact immediately in the event of someone's passing. I think that's really helpful.
And then how many conversations do you need to have, not only with the person who's making the request, but also with their family, so that when the time comes, there are no hurt feelings because of misplaced expectations?
Yeah, you know, again, I've had to be an executor, and, you know, there shouldn't be hurt feelings because you're paying utility bills. You may end up having to sell a house. You may end up having to clean out a house. And you've got to do record keeping because people are going to want to see that whatever you're spending is being spent responsibly. So I think it's always great to have a family conversation and say, this is what it entails. Here's who I'm naming. Here is why. Do you all understand why? And are you okay with it?
Tony Ogorek, founder of Ogorek Wealth Management in Buffalo, New York. Thank you for joining us today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. Markets are lower. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website horizoninvestment.com in Hammond, Indiana. Chuck, thank you for joining us today. The markets have trimmed their losses somewhat, but what's driving today's sell-off?
Today's sell-off is really being driven by kind of raised concerns about the whole artificial intelligence trade. You had Oracle come out with an earnings that kind of hit a thud, especially their guidance. And then you had Broadcom, another prominent player in the AI trade, had what appeared to me to be pretty good numbers, to be honest with you. But I think maybe their guidance wasn't quite what people were expecting, and they're forecasting a little bit of margin pressure next year. And, you know, you've had big gains in a lot of those stocks. It's getting toward the end of the year. Investors want to protect those gains. So you're seeing some selling, and that's selling is spilling over into other areas of the market.
And once again, it seems like that discussion of stocks being priced for perfection may be coming into play today.
It is. I mean, the valuations of those stocks certainly aren't cheap. I think they're still pretty decent holdings, and I would not suggest selling them at this point. I think they still have excellent growth potential, and I think investors ultimately will migrate back to that growth. And so I view this pullback kind of like similar pullbacks we saw in 2025 after the DeepSeek issue with AI, and just kind of periodically. And you're going to get these when you have sector that has been so hot and the trade's a little crowded, and any kind of negative news, you'll see this type of trading. And again, we're getting toward the end of the year, so that exacerbates it a bit.
And just to put things in perspective, the DeepSeek news dropped in early January of this year, but so much has happened in the AI space that seems like it happened 10 years ago and not 11 months ago, Chuck.
Right. It's a fast-moving sector, and, you know, there's constant shifts in terms of, you know, who's winning, quote winning, what other competitors are coming out to compete with the likes of an Nvidia, for example, and their chip dominance, and who has the best model. Is it ChatGPT? Is it Alphabet? So there's a lot of shifting, and it's happening in real fast time. And again, in a sector like that where that's happening, you're going to get a little bit more volatility in that group, and we're seeing that today.
And then we're 2 days out from the Fed announcing that it cut interest rates. It's cutting interest rates again by a quarter of a percentage point. Of course, that's the overnight borrowing rate. But for you, me, and the rest of us, that our borrowing costs are determined by the 10-year Treasury yield. And how's the bond market reacting to what's their second day review of the interest rate cut?
It seems to be okay. I think that linkage between cuts and short-term rates and what happens to the 10-year and longer-term rates is not one-for-one for sure. And sometimes you get kind of weirdness where the longer-term rates will kind of go higher. I think in this case, you had the cut, which didn't surprise anybody. I think you had reasonably dovish language around that cut. I think people were expecting more hawkish language around the cut, like this is it, guys, and that wasn't necessarily, the case. And thus, I think you're seeing, some improvement, some downward trend in some of the longer term rates, the 5 and the 10 year today, for example.
Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website horizoninvestment.com in Hammond, Indiana. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Entrepreneur Friday, we check in with a Jewish deli ahead of Hanukkah to see what's cooking and how preparations are shaping up.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Hey, it's Entrepreneur Friday, and today we check back in with a Jewish deli owner in the Chicago area getting ready for the holiday rush ahead of Hanukkah. The first night of Hanukkah is Sunday. Let's welcome in Mark Goodman, owner and CEO of Schmaltz Deli, located 3011 Ogden Avenue in Lyle. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And the last time we spoke, Mark, it was right before St. Patrick's Day, and that was your busy season for corned beef brisket. But now it's a different type of brisket recipe that's occupying your mind and your business.
Without question. This is a celebratory holiday for the miracle of and the old temple of one night of oil lasting for eight, and cooking things in oil is the biggest thing that that happens to celebrate that. And the number one item is potato latkes, and we really gear up a good month before the holiday because we probably quadruple the amount of sales on the need for the community for the latkes during that period.
And then the centerpiece of the meals, of course, brisket and roast chicken. But how does the Hanukkah brisket recipe differ from a corned beef brisket that you serve in March? What's the secret to a good Hanukkah brisket?
Well, there isn't really a difference in the recipe. Certainly a traditional meal always includes brisket. But it's not prepared any differently during the Hanukkah season. Hanukkah season is really about the latkes and sufkin yod and different things that are fried in oil to celebrate the miracle of the oil lasting. But the traditional dinners are pretty similar, very, very similar other than that. You wouldn't serve latkes during any other holiday other than this one.
Now, you mentioned that there's a month's worth of preparation going into getting all of the catering orders taken care of and fulfilled. How big of a time of year is this on your calendar, just as far as business is concerned?
It probably falls in the top five, but closer to the bottom of those. It certainly is not the Jewish New Year, which happens in September, or Passover, which is our number one, where we can't eat leavened products. And that is really the largest additional amount of items that we make that are non-leavened. This is certainly an important day and one that is celebrated as a festival enjoyed by families and kids with a lot of traditional things that go on.
And then one thing I noticed when I was at the store not too long ago is that the price of beef especially is a lot higher this year than it has been in past years. We may have had this discussion in March too, just about input costs, but how are you weathering that run-up in beef prices, especially when beef is your bread and butter?
It's difficult. We actually went through a model change in terms of the number of ounces that we serve on our sandwiches to try and combat that and still give what we call a perfectly stuffed portion against the ever-increasing meat prices. There's no doubt that beef is up a good 30% over a year ago, but you can't pass all that on. Some of it you have to. You just have to be as creative as you can with your cooking and with your yields and your slicing and your trimming. But it is definitely an impactful equation that we have to solve to be able to serve the quality that we do.
And then we spent all this time talking about the main courses and the potato pancakes, the latkes. But dessert is very much a part of the Hanukkah meal tradition. And how do you prepare to serve all the chocolate gelt?
Well, we do have gelt in the store, and we actually have more arriving tomorrow because it is something that is used to play a game called dreidel, it's one of the fun things that families and kids do. But there's no doubt about it; you got to have some of that available, especially early on in the holiday when all families generally get together to celebrate and hand out those first gifts.
And now I have the dreidel song stuck in my head. Mark Goodman, owner and CEO of Schmaltz Deli, located 3011 Ogden Avenue in Lisle. Thank you for joining us today. Still to come, pet scams spike during the holidays, and we'll explain what to watch out for next.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Pet scams surge during the holidays, so much so that the Better Business Bureau recently investigated the issue. Joining us to explain what to watch for and how to protect yourself is Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Chicago. Steve, thank you for joining us today. And not too long ago on the program, we talked about how you can give a pet as a holiday gift just because the idea of a dog or cat poking its nose out from under the Christmas tree is just irresistible. But that is also a target-rich environment for scammers as well.
It is, Rob, exactly. During the holiday season, as you mentioned, the complaints to the Better Business Bureau spike, especially for pet scams. They drain savings, and they typically go after three popular brands now, we found out in our report. It comes up with Dachshunds, German Shepherds, and French Bulldogs. So really, basically, they're heartless scams that people are looking for pets, and unfortunately, the scammers is trying to take advantage of them in some way. They don't have the pets, but they make it seem like they do, and they really, really just want to take the money from you and keep taking the money until you realize you've been scammed. So they call you back up, oh, we need shots now, or he needs to go to a vet, or need a bigger cage. But the tip-off to the rip-off on these, if you cannot meet them in person or the dog, that is the warning sign, Rob. We just did a major investigation at the Better Business Bureau. We've got thousands of complaints, fake websites, a lot of it on social media as well.
And in one case, you had the story of a family that paid well over $1,000 for a non-existent puppy, and that's how deep they were into this scammer before they realized it was a ripoff.
Yeah, exactly. This one was a Glencoe, Illinois woman who fell for this type of scam. But it's some. This is $1,000. Some actually go higher than that. Some have gone several thousand. There was a few of them that actually were trying to give two dogs away. So it was actually, I think it was over $3,000 on that one. So anybody that basically says they have this pet at a reduced price, but you can't meet them, there's always some warning sign like that. And unconventional payment methods, Rob, as we talked about, you know, like give bitcoins or gift cards or wiring money, that's the tip off to the rip off on those.
And then what are some ways that you as a consumer can make sure that if you are reaching out to someone, that that person is legitimate but before their red flags become apparent?
Well, obviously you want to meet with the dog, meet the dog and the breeder itself. So that's usually the first warning sign. And really reduce price, you have to get rid of, they have to get rid of the dog quickly, whether they're going on a military leave or they're going to a family funeral somewhere. They kind of give that urgency that you got, they got to do it now. And then they start with the extra charges. So that's, they'll start with smaller charges and they'll keep increasing them, only stopping when you realize it's a scam. That's why it's so heartless.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Chicago. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.